But your guest was there for how many days?
He got here late Thursday and left on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. That's... Overstay welcome much? I mean, geez.
No, it was nice. I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was good to see him.
Was he from Alaska?
No, he's from
Oregon.
Remember he said he's from Oregon.
I don't listen to what he says.
I don't listen to my own podcast.
I don't listen to our show. If I want to listen to crap, I'll turn on Big Fat. No, I just kidding. I tease.
He's
low.
He's at another like place again. That guy goes all over.
Is it another horror hotel?
Kinda. Oh. Yeah. Clothing optional, I must say.
Oh, clothing optional hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, I mean, did you eat out a lot, or did you eat at home? Did you cook? Did you?
No.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If I want to listen to crap, I'll turn on Big Fat.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2183 of the BFO for Thursday the 9th of June 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, the entries are starting to come in for the iAudit contest, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, nippies, Big Fatty, nippy, is it chilly? No, not that kind of nippy. Oh, okay. Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you nippies today, because y'all the nip. Y'all, you've heard me speak of the nip before. The nip lives out there in the San Francisco. Well, actually, he's over there near the former Big Liar and the former 12-Minute Man, the Big Liar, I mean, Mike Lawson, you know, Mr. Sugar by DTs. Yes, Big Betty. And he's over there in the Oakland, where that Peter G used to. Yes, Big Betty. The nap. The Nip is flying in to Charleston on Thursday. He's arriving just before 6 p.m. in the evening. And he's going to get a rental car. And then head on over here to the villa. And y'all, the Nip was last here back in the fall. When his father passed away, and I went with him to the funeral and all. You may recall me telling the stories about all that. But y'all, he and his sister are going to the family home to clear it out. They've got to go clear it out, and I guess they're going to sell it or tear it down or something. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to be his weekend. So it's not a pleasant trip for him. He's going to fly in. Big Fatty, the most pleasant part will be here at the villa, if you can believe that. Yes, Big Fatty. He's flying in, going to get in about 6 p.m. in the evening, so he'll probably be here at the villa before 7 p.m. We'll probably go get a little supper, and then, y'all, he's going to get up and drive to the family home. It's about an hour, maybe a little more than an hour. It's in a little town called Allendale, South Kakalaki, and he's going to meet his sister there on a foray. And y'all, then they're gonna stay in a motel nearby down there, and gonna work there for right Saturday and Sunday and probably most of Monday. Then he's gonna drive back up here to Charleston, and I'll get to see him on Monday night. Provide accommodations for him Monday night. Then he's flying out on Tuesday. Big Fatty, it sounds like Curtis is out of town. Guess what it is? But the difference is Curtis had to entertain his. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Wednesday, I went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they had a giant bag of the broccoli florets on sale. Well, actually, they weren't on sale, but y'all, there was a $1.50 a coupon, electronic coupon that you could use on it. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had the the Yvonne's East Ultimate a whole submarine sandwich on sale for $4.99. So y'all, I got that, but I got it with the double meat. So there was an additional $3 for that. But y'all, I had half of that for my lunch. And I'm going to have the other half for my lunch today. So, y'all, I've got basically got two giant lunches for about $4 a piece. Big money. Y'all, they had the Von's East American Singles. They were on sale. Y'all, they had the buttermilk biscuits, the little bitty cans of the buttermilk biscuits and the little sweet rolls. It's just 5 in each can on sale for $1 a piece, 10 for $1, 10 for $10. So, y'all, I picked up 2 of the sweet rolls and 2 of the biscuits. I figure if I have to fix the nip or brofka, so we could have a little sausage biscuit or something like that. Y'all, I had a cone beef in my freezer, so y'all, I bought me a head of cabbage. And then the nip loves. He loves the enema chocolate donuts like Granny bought. And so y'all, I picked up. They will buy one get one free. Big Fatty, was it the? What did you get it for half price? I did get it for half price. So I don't know what was up with the. With the Von's South, and you know, you had to buy, you got charged the full bit.
Wrong during the
coupon. I don't recall it ever ringing during the coupon. I'll get it. All right, Big Fatty. Hello.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is your faithful listener, Mac from Florida. Just wanted to comment on a couple of things. First of all, the thing with the Von's East buy one get one. I think that's a Florida wide thing because it's like that here in North Florida too. I tried it after hearing about it on your show years ago, and no, they will not do that in Florida. So that's something y'all get that we don't. I wanted to. This isn't exactly a blow it out, but I just want to complain about the fact that the timer knob on my dryer broke over the weekend. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. It's operating right now, as a matter of fact. But I looked up the part online, and the General Electric wants $50-some for a piece of plastic. And I'm not going to do it. So until the whole thing can be replaced, it's getting set with a crescent wrench, I guess. It looks really horrible, but it'll just have to do. I really laughed hard at the idea of you usually writing down notes for vacations and trips and things. You know, I can picture you with, you know, putting on the glasses and dipping the quill into ink, and now that's not a euphemism, and it made me laugh. So I'm listening as always, and thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, that's a Big Fatty. Is that the first time he's called? I don't know. Mac, is that the first time you've called the little show? I don't recall, but thank you so much for explaining the coupon down there in the Von South. Clearly, you know, we used to get the penny coupon here, and we don't get that anymore, but y'all, they get it over in Hatlanta. So evidently they're different promotions for different areas. But anyway, Mac, I feel your pain about the dryer buzzer. That's how they get you. That's how they get you. You know that Peter G, he had to pay a small fortune to replace his knobs. Beh, Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And so, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy what they want to do, and that's how they get you. So I don't blame you. Stick it to the man. Use your crescent wrench. And anyway, it's just lovely to hear from you, and I hope that you will call back. Big Fatty, I hope he sends in some poodle art, too. That would be lovely if he arted. Big Fatty, well, y'all, let's go back to the coupon here. I'm almost done. Y'all, I know the Nip also likes the peanut M&Ms, and y'all, they had buy one, get one free. So I got some of those, and y'all, they had cube steak on sale, so I got me a package of that evidently looked older than the old gal. Betty, that old? And so I got the old person discount. Y'all have paid, spent $34.41, but have saved $16.21. Yes, Big Betty. And you got a call from Mac? Yes!
It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st, because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct, and y'all,
God,
that
this one was really hard.
Oh, okay. Y'all, that,
Woodhaven.
Oh, Big Fatty Woodhaven. Y'all, that is, of course, Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original bumper for our June I Audit contest. Y'all, our next entry. Y'all, by the way, when I posted the, yesterday's entry from Miss Bacon, y'all, I put up the picture of David B and Brian and VJ, and y'all, evidently I misidentified Brian and David B. I said David B was in the center of the picture. That y'all, it's Brian. And y'all, I know the hell difference between the two of them. Your tongue moves before your brain thinks, or something like that. It's kind of like right now. So anyway, y'all, if you hadn't seen the picture, it's Brian with the alligator, not alligator, dinosaur hands. Y'all, speaking of dinosaur hands, y'all, our next I Audited submission, y'all, it came in the mail, and y'all, it came in from the Japan, Mexico. Big Fatty, we love. And y'all, it is from that Brian. It is from Brian Nussbliger. Big Fatty, is that how you say it? I don't know, but that's how I said it. And we're just going to open it up here, and we're going to see what it is. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Big Fatty! And there's a little note here, and it's a Herbert Werder. I'm not sure if this is art, but it will definitely attach to the fridge at the Fat Villa, as it includes magnets. Extra postage was required. Please enter me into the June I Audit contest as ever. Brian in the Japan, Mexico. Big Fatty, and y'all there too. There's not one, but two, I say, chew entries here. So, y'all, there's two entries for Brian. And, y'all, there's no limit on the number of entries. Oh, Big Fatty! And, y'all, the first one, it is a puppy dog. And you're both Big Fatty, they're both puppy dogs. Is this your puppy dog, Brian? It's cute little puppy dog. And the first one says, our squeaky kitty, I will... one day I will find you, Big Fatty. And then the other one says, I hot Big Fatty, hot love from Japan. Big Fatty, those are cute. Well, Brian, first of all, thank you so much. And yes, Big Fatty, and he's right. Those will go up on the ice box here at the villa, because it's got the magnets on it. It's true. And there you have it. Big Fatty, by the way, Big Fatty, I hope that Gus Chad posted something over at the BFO about the art contest, and it's right here. I'm looking at it even as we speak. And it says, Big Fatty, here's what it says. It says, that's the wrong one. Big Fatty, I have fucked it up. Here it is. It says, and I think this is, it's a challenge. I think it's a challenge. Gus Chad wrote over there, I really hope that Kim Beaver sends some Faroe Island art in. Come on, Miss Beaver, mail something in. Fatty. And y'all, by the way, I already have an entry for tomorrow's little show. And y'all, it came in by the e-letters. And y'all, then I got a message from the United States Postal Service that something was being shipped to the villa from the Flowrider. Big Fatty, I hope it's not Granny's dirty underpants. That makes two of us. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now Monday night, that Daniel Biba and I got together, and y'all, we have developed the schedule for the Pride 48 weekend coming up June 17th through the 19th. Y'all, and all these are Eastern daylight times, in the only time zone that matters. Yes, me, Fatty. Y'all, on Friday the 17th, y'all, we kick it off at 8:30 p.m. with the opening show, and that's followed at 9 o'clock by Big Fatty. You always go first to set the bar low for everyone, it's true. Then after Big Fatty, it'll be the old stink pot, the smell cast, then the cocktails and kerfuffles at 11, taste like burning at midnight, that blue jeans guy at 1 a.m. in the morning, and at 2 a.m. in the morning is the Starboard Power Coupling little show. Y'all, I think that's going to be their 100th episode. Then on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., that Ching Chong, John Ong, is doing his Penang Hokkien little show from 9 to noon. Then at noon, it's the Ramble Reedy. Then Mags comes on at 1 o'clock with the Chaotic Thoughts. Then Princess Hana after that. Then Secretly Timid, Pleased to Meet You at 4 p.m., 5 p.m., Pot is My Co-Pilot. Then Stick It with a Poke, Little Ozzy Battler follows him. The Airplane Show is at 8 o'clock. Ink Blind and Confused. Big Fatty, they accused you of blowing shit up. Blind Guy Jay did, I know. And I was going to congratulate him on getting hitched or getting engaged, but I don't think I will now. Big Fatty. Y'all, the Stinky Orangutans are at 10 p.m. Then the Sex Factor Recap. And y'all, then there are three little shows after that. It's the Big Gay Sex Show Reunion and Dirty Words and... I take that back. There's just one show there. There's been a change. Yes, Big Fatty. Then on Sunday at noon, it's the Swanna and Judd, followed by the Chubbs Gone Wild. Then at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, George in Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha will do the North and South of Things. Then you've got the Same Sex Dialogue. Y'all, that's a brand new little show. They'll be on at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Then they've got Greetings from Nowhere. Then those Dubious Intentions at 5 p.m. Ding da Bell at 6 p.m. in the evening. And then closing the show out will be the Closing Show at 7 p.m. Big Fatty, that's a wonderful schedule. And it's lovely that the Closing Show closes it all out. Yeah, it's amazing the way that happens. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty, I just want to say that I also hope that Joe Zubia sends in some poodle art for the iAudit contest. Well, you know, nothing like putting the pressure on a single person. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm calling him out, throwing him under the bus. But boy, either that or Casey in Denver could do his giant penis in charcoal or something. Well, that would be lovely, too. Maybe a rubbing. Big Fatty, that's fuck. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It's all about meh. And Mark, what do you think of the Big Fatty kicking everything off for Pride 48?
If I want to listen to crap, I'll turn on Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's going to be listening, obviously.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.